Yeah. Get up with Mitchell and Michael.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up. You're my radio. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mitchell Timmy. This is Michael Ross.
Good morning, everyone.
And welcome to the Mitchell and Michael Show. We're the partner you've been married to for 30 years. You gave us a chance, then you hated us. You probably like us, you don't mind us now, but soon, don't worry, you'll hate us again. And that is how me and Michael Ross work for you guys.
We've been through so much together.
Much. We're stuck. It's a marriage.
Don't throw it away.
Don't. Just give us one more chance. We'll change.
On some team that's just passing by.
We'll change. Michael Ross.
Yeah.
Stick around. Good show, because it's not about us, is it, today?
No. It's not.
For once.
It's about 12 kids and their coach in a cave.
Yes.
And that's all coming up later this hour. All the details. Yeah. They're out. I'll tell you now, they're out.
It's the biggest news of the day. I thought you were going to say the details are out, but I guess they are as well. It's something you're going to want to know, dive into, have some facts. You can drop them at work. You're like, sorry, Steve, I already knew that. Learned that on the Mitchell and Michael Show. And they're going to be like, ew.
Diving being the word of the day.
Without a doubt. coming up next, Michael Ross.
Yes.
I just want to know if you or anyone on the Limestone Coast has ever done this. It's got something to do with my foot and my mouth and the foot being in it. You know, you go to say something nice and it just backfires. I want to know if anyone else has done this.
It's Mitchell and Michael. Here 96.1, that's coming up in 3.5 minutes time.
Michael Ross, I want to know if you or anyone on the Limestone Coast, because you guys are more normal people than I am, if you've ever done this when basically just trying to compliment people or extend the olive branch, as the Romans would say. I come across a friend on the Instagram, and yeah, you might not, but other people follow certain people you might not be best friends with, or maybe just acquaintances, or maybe if you've even had a fight with someone.
Right.
You stay followed, you know, you still see their stuff. And I came across this very old friend of mine. I probably haven't talked in, I'll say a good five years type thing. Only because he had a bit of a fight with another friend involving some moolah. And I was just like, I'm going to stay out of it. But I happened to live with one of them and not the other. So it just happened to not.
You were already on someone's side.
Yeah, I physically was on his side of the house. I needed him to pay rent. And this friend that kind of got excommunicated from the group in a way, I hadn't talked to him in about 5 years or so. And he popped up on my Instagram the other day and I saw it and he looked like he's calmed down a little bit in life. And he was holding a picture with baby.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? If there's one thing that can get you that like free pass of saying, hey man, like good for you. You know, it's
a baby.
It's him holding the baby. You know, if he was holding a beer, I couldn't be like, that's a nice beer, mate. Like that'd be a bit weird.
Hmm.
But the one that can kind of break the communication is, hey man, great thing you just made. I like it.
Good job.
You know, great little person you got there. But I thought, you know what, it's been 5 years, like, should I do it? Shouldn't I? Should I just move on, leave it? You know, maybe just like it and carry on. But I was like, no, extend that olive branch. I will give it to him. I'll force his olive branch into his lap with a comment. So I was like, you know, I didn't just want to be like, oi, cool baby.
Cool baby, man.
I wanted to be like, oh man, like, she's beautiful. Like good job. I've known you for a long time. So I was like, oh man, she's beautiful. And he was like, you know, really taken back. We finally made that extra step into becoming friends again. And after I said, mate, she's beautiful, he went, thanks, mate. She's a boy.
I was going to say, it's a gamble.
I know.
I was thinking that from the beginning. It was a gamble.
Look really like a boy. Really like a girl, sorry.
But it's a baby.
Yeah, I know,
they
exactly.
They just look all the same.
But, you know, she's a beautiful boy.
You're just like, don't label.
Mate, I reckon heaps of people in Limestone Coast have done this before. Without doubt. Babies will look the same.
Apparently my auntie used to look like a boy into her like toddler years because they kept sort of dressing her like a boy. So it happens all the time, people going, oh, aren't you cute little boy?
Oh, without doubt.
I'm a girl.
You used to look like a 12-year-old boy now.
I made a rookie mistake the other day.
What did you do?
I went to get some food from one of the takeaway places in Mount Gambier.
Yep.
And I had no idea that they actually are a little bit old school, even though they look so modern.
You have to fist fight for it.
No. Oh, damn. Well, you know, you go through most drive-thrus, you got the...
can I take your order, please? That's a good impression.
And you got the old speaker box that you got to talk into. And as I was on the way to this place, I said to my partner, I said, I'd like to go inside, because she was going, oh, let's go through the drive-thru. I was like, I'd like to go inside because if I want to look at the menu.
Yeah, you're like that.
You can't do that when the speaker box is there and they're like, place your order, and then you feel like pressure.
A lot of places put the menus after the speaker box now.
It doesn't
make any sense.
Doesn't help.
Here's
at
what
all.
You could have had.
But I rocked up. I'll say which one it was. It was Red Rooster.
I knew it was. I could have bet my house on it.
Have you been to the Red Rooster in Mount Gambier?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. Because remember, you said they didn't have great service last time and they bring your food to your table.
Well, not only that, they're old school in that way. They're old school in their drive-thru in that you rock up and menu first.
Yep, yep.
Sitting there with the menu, and I was like, oh, I can actually have a look. And so we're sitting there reading the menu. And then we realized there's no speaker. Like, not even after the menu, there's no speaker. You go to the window.
And you place your order there.
And you place your order to a person. That's like how you used to do.
That's insanity.
I rock up at the window, though. The window also has a full menu. So whoever was behind me was like, why is this guy reading the menu? When you could just go up to the window and talk to the person while reading the menu. Like you're inside, but in your car.
Did the window person go, oh, God, break up your
It's Mitchell and Michael, 96.1. Mitchell and Michael, and if you haven't heard the news this morning, the Wild Boars, the 12 soccer boys and their coach, who were stuck in the cave in Thailand, they are all officially out.
Yep.
The final rescue went down last night, and, you know, it was amazing.
Like, brilliant soccer players they were. They learned how to dive. It was great. And I'm proud of them.
Yeah, because we were talking on the show yesterday that Elon Musk was worried that they wouldn't be able to dive.
Yeah.
So he built a tiny submarine.
We're going to go into that a little later. Don't you hate when you build a tiny submarine and no one wants it?
But it's fantastic that they have got them all out. And Max Futcher from Channel 7 was on the ground in Thailand early this morning. And, you know, just with how everyone in Thailand is feeling at the moment.
All over Thailand, people are very happy. Up at the cave, there was cheers going up. There's little funny things. We're at the hospital, obviously, but all the cafes or little shops along the street here have got the TVs playing and people huddled around them. And on the TVs, they're showing live shots of the cave system as best they can because the media's been kept back a fair bit. But any time anyone came out, right at the end, it was the cooks and the cleaning staff who'd been in there basically helping the operation. You need your support staff. And they all came out. They were the last to leave. And they were all coming out clapping and cheering as well.
I kind of hope that the support staff went inside the cave, though. I think he means they were in like a little base camp thing and everybody sort of came out at the end to...
No, they sent them in.
But they sent them in, you know. Well, the boys were hungry.
Yeah.
You might have had to get them all the way through.
Now that they're out, they obviously can't, because they haven't had a lot of sunlight in ages and whatnot. They can't watch TV. They're in hospital. They're in like almost darkness again. They're just kind of like, they're dimming the light to get it back up through stages. And they have to eat, I think I told you, it was like pasteurized porridge, I heard, which I thought... Porridge kind of was pasteurized, but I guess now...
I guess they're saying it's like 100% germ bacteria free.
It's like distilled water.
Yeah.
Distilled porridge. So they have to do that, and then they're going to build up to chicken nuggets or something like that.
Why not? You can put away a lot of those.
Yeah. Although chicken nuggets pretty much are pasture. Just have the bit before it's chicken nuggets. But no, they're out. And that's good. And we'll probably cover it for the rest of the show. We've got some things, questions we want to ask. And also, like you mentioned earlier, Elon Musk made a little submarine. And nobody wants it.
So there you go. Big news story for today. The Wild Boars, the soccer team who are stuck in the Thai cave, are out. Everyone is rejoicing.
Can I say it again?
What?
Like true soccer players, they learned how to dive.
Well done. Mitchell and Michael, hit 96.1. Joining us on the microphones is work experience Maddie. She's actually back. She's been with us before, and she's back again.
Unfortunately, but she's here.
And we are her bosses, Mitch. We're her mentors.
Yep.
And so we want to create a good working environment. Maddie actually has a complaint, so I thought it was best to address it live on air in front of everyone.
Oh, mate, what is it? You're in my bad books.
So last time I was here, a lot of people can probably tell that somebody has been holding a bit of a grudge on me because I got them sick. Now, last week, you had your other work experience, kid.
Yep, great kid, last lucky prize. No, I'm just a little distracted because you reminded me of a good work experience, kid.
Little lucky prize. Didn't get Mitch sick.
But no, continue, worst work experience kid ever.
You took him out for lunch.
Yep.
I would just like to point out that my last day, you didn't even say goodbye.
Didn't even say goodbye.
Didn't say goodbye.
Do you think that's an appropriate working environment, Mitch?
Yes. 100% yes. You got me sick. You're lucky. You're lucky you're back at all. I don't know why you think. I don't know where you think this was going to go, guys. I don't know if you think, oh, you're going to caught Mitch on the back foot. I don't care. If I could take your lunch, I would. Not only would I not buy you lunch, I would take your lunch and your mum's lunch just to sum it all up. No.
Someone thinks they're Shannon now.
No, but seriously, I regret nothing.
No regrets.
Well, Maddie, I'm here for you. I'm your mentor.
Thank you. At least someone likes me.
It's important. It's just important to learn how to work here we with go. Difficult people.
Here we go. Michael also offered to buy Lockie breakfast. Is that?
I offered. I didn't. It's Mitchell and Michael. Hit 96.1. You can call us on 13 12 16 anytime before 9 o'clock. Walk away with a Subway footlong voucher. Thanks to Mesquite Chicken, it's back at Subway. You know who would enjoy a sub right now?
Who?
The 12 boys and the coach who got rescued from the cave in Thailand.
It's a weird connection.
They'd be hungry.
Like they do have to wait a little bit because remember we were talking the news. They have to have the pasteurized porridge, which still doesn't make
sense. And you can't eat a lot when you've been sort of starving.
Yes.
Because they were in there for 16 odd days.
Yes.
And the
rescue, it was 18.
Yeah, well, 18 all up. And the rescue was taking place over the last sort of 3 to 4 days, 4 coming out at a time. And then almost like 20 sort of hour blocks to prepare again for the divers to go back in and get the last ones. The last ones came out last night.
Yep.
The final 5, which was the 4 last boys.
So
and
coach went with them?
Yeah, coach came out last. He was like the captain of the sinking
ship.
I
swear you said like 2 days ago that coach went out first.
No. I do remember who said that, but it wasn't me.
Okay.
It was one of our bosses. But imagine being the coach. He wrote a letter while they were in there because they were writing letters to friends and family.
That said, my bad.
Yeah. Well, he was like, he's very sorry about the ordeal because he, you know, he was their leader. He led them in the cave. And
that's funny because I had a coach, like a junior coach, that would have been like, your boys would have never got this experience without me. I've taught them resilience. I had a coach that would have like twisted that and made it like a
real coach, spinning at the press conference,
like the Adelaide Crows preseason coach. Like no, this everything has gone to plan. Like
everything's going well.
But you would feel bad being the coach because you're the person that's made the decision to basically go on this adventure and it's gone pear shaped. And it reminded me of a time. When, because I was born in Perth to the age of 4, and then straight to the age of 4. They were like, quick, catch up. And we drove to Darwin to live in Darwin.
Right.
And my dad thought he'd take a shortcut, and this is obviously before.
Straight through the desert.
Kind of. And this is before like Google Maps and stuff.
Okay.
And so he took like a shortcut, and we got bogged. And like the first time we had Darwin heat, it was like 40 degrees. The car died. We were out, like me and my sister, who was like 7 at the time, we were sitting in like the mud with a shirt around our head because it was so hot.
Wow.
I ended up getting blisters on my shoulders. Like it was so, because I'm like a pasty skin.
At four.
I was just absolutely just dying. And then we had like a 20 to 30 of this like indigenous tribe. We were like, oh, what's going on? And they were like, oh, we're sort of stuck. And they're like, oh, cool, we'll go help you. Can you just give us like $20 for fuel? And Dad was like, oh, you know what? All right. He did it. He's like, they're not coming back. They came back with a rope and 20 people pulled us out.
Oh, wow.
So we were bogged. They pulled us out, fixed our car, on we went. And never got to hear from him again. But my dad, obviously, we could never bring that back up. Dad was like super embarrassed.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, he was like, oh.
Is that don't ever mention the shortcut.
And it was your
shortcut.
It was the mum one. It was mum where I was like, don't mention this to your father. Like, he's already a bit embarrassed. But yeah, so I want to know, has anyone else ever gone on an adventure and it's gone a little pear-shaped? You know, you've got a little lost. Maybe you've gone up into the pine forest?
Yeah, into the pines. Yeah. Maybe you went to go find the ghost mushrooms, got lost. I think a lot of people get bogged on the beaches on the limestone coast.
I weirdly actually got bogged. I know we're going to go real quickly, but I got bogged the other week. We were heading out to Sejuna or something. I don't know. Maybe that's wrong.
Not Sejuna. Not Sejuna. Sure.
But me and my mate were going, it's the brother that can beat me up.
Okay.
Yeah, we went out and we got bogged and had to wave down people. Story for another day. But 13, 12, 16, when have you gone on an adventure and gotten lost?
It's Mitchell and Michael. Hit 96.1. Joining us now on the mics is work experience student Maddie.
Oh.
Mitch, it's okay.
Previously got me sick, but I've given her a second chance to come back in. And I'm happy about it. You know what? I'm happy.
Maddie actually has a question that she would like to ask.
Okay, that's a good way back for obviously the people of Limestone Coast,
yes,
not just me.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Maddie, what would you like to ask?
What is something that you have tried to get away with? And has it worked or has it not worked?
Have you done a deal with the cops?
So what have you tried to get away with and has it worked or not worked?
Well, last night I was looking through my mum's makeup, which I don't really
We've all done that. We've all done that. No, I'm cool. Yep.
And I found this. It was an old style bottle that said the sparkler with like the little puff thing.
The sparkler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Is it like a perfumey thing?
Like
yeah.
An old school perfume pump thing.
Yes. And so I started pumping it to see what it smelled like and nothing was coming out.
That's, yeah.
And so I continued, but then it just wouldn't move.
Okay.
Like it stopped working. Then I looked at the bottle and I realized there was a cap on the bottle. So I then continued to take off the cap and glitter started going everywhere.
There was glitter in it?
It was glitter.
Yes.
Oh, so it was glitter?
Yes.
It wasn't perfume at all?
No, it wasn't.
Who has puff glitter?
That's what
my mum, apparently.
How many raves does she go to? That's insanity. That's so crazy.
So glitter was going everywhere at this point?
Yes, everywhere, even in the air. I've got a video of it.
Oh, okay. And did she know? Were you going to get in trouble?
Well, I started frantically cleaning it up because
We found out last week glitter's hard to get out of carpet.
I only had 20 minutes to clean this all up.
Yeah.
So I started vacuuming, wiping down everything. I even had a shower because it was on my hands.
It's like you committed the ultimate crime. You're like, I burnt my clothes.
It was on my hands and still was my hands. And then I thought I got away with it, except for Mum, about an hour later,
to dance the night away.
Yes.
Where's my glitter?
She says, why is there glitter everywhere? Maddie, what have you been doing with my makeup? And I'm like, Mum, you know I don't wear makeup.
That is so funny that she wears glitter makeup like it's the 70s or she's Lady Gaga. But the fact that, okay, so you didn't get away with it?
Well, technically I did because she knows, like, I think she knows I did something, but she doesn't know what I did.
That's you know what? That happened a lot to Carl Williams and a lot of those Carlton crew.
We know you've done something.
In Underbelly, yeah.
We don't know what you've done.
We just can't pin it on you, which is the best way to be a criminal.
So 30-12-16, what have you tried to get away with?
Yes.
That's what we want to know.
Of course. It's not what you did get away with because you didn't. It's what have you tried to get away with. Cops won't be listening.
It's Mitchell and Michael and Maddie in 96.1.
This is Mitchell and Michael.
Live across the Limestone Coast, hit 96.1. 13-12-16 is the number you need to call the show. You can walk away with a Subway footlong voucher thanks to the Mesquite Chicken. It's back at Subway. Work experience student Maddie, she was asking the question on 13-12-16. What have you tried to get away with? Because she tried to use some of her mum's makeup. Thought it was perfume. Turned out to be glitter. Glitter everywhere. Absolute disaster. She's kind of gotten away with it, Mitch.
Yeah.
Her mum knows something is up, but doesn't know that Maddie made an absolute mess of the whole situation. So she was asking everyone the question, 13-12-16, what have you tried to get away with? Shakira, what have you tried to get away with?
Well, one time I was at a friend's and we were having breakfast and we were both distracted and my bowl decided to spill all over the remote.
Ooh.
So the controller was now filled with milk, and we spent the last, like, 10 minutes shaking the TV remote, trying to get the milk out.
10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably still to this day, there's probably still some milk in it, but...
That's so gross. Did you get in trouble? Did you have to hide it from the parents or anything?
Yeah, well, they weren't there and they haven't said anything, so who knows?
Oh.
Does it smell a little bit, that remote?
I don't know, Maddie, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Should your skim milk just straight out of there. All right, well, you should tell the parents, obviously, and say you're sorry.
No.
That's your ride or die. All right. Thanks, Shakira. Buy a new remote, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Chris, you there, mate?
Yeah, mate.
All right, what'd you get away with? Well, not get away with.
It wasn't me. It was one of my mates, and I'm talking about 12 years ago, back when everyone, well, not me for sure, because I wore baggy pants, but really tight black pants was in.
Yeah.
And one of my mates decided that he'd borrow my sister's pants. And I'm talking like a size 10 pair of skin tight, now I'm painted on jeans. Now, one, I can't understand how a fella can wear them in the first place. But two, he wore them and thought for sure he was getting away with it. She didn't say anything because she didn't want to embarrass him, but he'd borrowed her pants and had her pants for like 2 weeks and wore them like nearly every day. And then we were on the drink one night and she goes, well, you know what, I know you were wearing my pants, but... Oh, well, they kind of looked all right, so I thought I'd let you go.
Did you say it was your sister?
I'm sure, this is like 5 years later. She didn't say anything.
Oh, wow. Did you say it was your sister?
Yeah, it was my sister's pants, yeah.
How'd you feel about your mate getting in your sister's pants?
Oh, well, he's married to her now with two kids.
Well, I guess that works perfectly then.
Three kids.
Oh, thanks for that, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Legend as always.
No, you're all right.
Mitch, I need to tell you about the time my mate accidentally catfished someone when we were about 12.
Okay.
I didn't even realize he was actually catfishing until we were talking yesterday on the show.
So obviously, just quickly, catfishing where you pretend to be someone else online.
Yes, you are worried. Someone. You're worried that someone you're talking to at the moment is catfishing you.
Yes, because she's way too attractive.
Yes.
And I'm like, what's the catch?
Wouldn't go after you. And then I realized...
I agree.
And then I realized, because we were talking about, well, what exactly is catfishing, like using a different photo?
Yep.
But also, like, just lying about who you are.
Oh, is that it?
That's a big part, of catfishing.
I'm a big catfisher, then.
And my mate, I realized when we were 12 years old, do you remember RuneScape?
Yes, I do remember RuneScape.
Yes.
It's kind of like an online, I don't want to say Fortnite, but it was like that level of like
Everyone played RuneScape when we were like 12 years old. Big online game. And you would meet people from all over the world in RuneScape. You could chat to them and talk with them and play with them. And my mate had a friend on RuneScape. Her name was Kim.
Yep.
Okay. And I sort of got to know her through him. And eventually he stopped playing. And then I found out from Kim, because she was talking to me, and I was like, by this point, I was like, oh, I'm 14 or something. It was a couple of years later. I jumped back on, and she's like, hang on, no, that can't be right, because I thought you were the same age as your friend. And I said, yeah, we were like 12 when we met you, and now here's the thing. I thought Kim was a bit older, but I thought she was about, you know, sort of, we were 12 and she was like 15 or so, about 3 years older than us or something. Kim was actually in her 20s.
What?
And living in the UK. And I had no idea that my mate had lied and said we were like in our kind of like later teens.
So he was talking to her off of RuneScape as well.
Yeah, a bit of on RuneScape, bit of MSN as we had back in the day.
Yeah.
And he had like, he had seen sort of her with like photos and web chat sort of thing. Nothing risque, but he...
Is she going to end up in jail?
No. Nothing risque because it was just her kind of thing, but he didn't have a webcam. So she had no idea what he looked or even sounded like. And I only just realized the other day that he was accidentally, he probably just thought at the time, oh, same older to seem cooler.
Yeah. That's catfishing.
And it was catfishing.
That's 100% catfishing. 100%
catfishing. Luckily, nothing untoward happened.
Your mate's a catfisher. You wonder why I have the biggest fear about it?
What?
Because when I was in year 7, there was like a group of girls in my school that pretended to, they started up like a profile and this MSN account, and they sent me like Google images of this girl. Like, oh yeah, this is me. This is me. And I think I had a girlfriend for 3 weeks that wasn't real. That was when I was like 12. So I'm like scorned by it. So now if you're like even remotely attractive and you talk to me online, I think you're fake until I see you in person.
Well, there you go.
But I still take the chances because I'm a lonely man.
Well, I can give you a tip. RuneScape, you could maybe pick up there.
Might just give it a go.
It's Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1. Cool. And on 13, 12, 16, Mitch is going to play the name game. You reckon that you can guess anyone's name on Limestone Coast by simply asking them jobs about their life.
Yeah, man, I just got a feel for people in the community. You know, I can ask you just about anything and I can figure out your name.
Well, someone gave us a call during the song, so we're just going to call them back to play the name game right now.
Hello, Jordan speaking.
Hey, Jordan, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Mate, Mitchell and Michael here from Hit 96.1. I'm going to ask you a few questions. I'm going to try and guess your name.
Yeah, okay, yep, no worries.
All right, cool. All right, mate, so what is your... What's your favourite footy team?
My favourite footy team?
Yeah.
North Melbourne.
Oh, okay. Did you go to uni?
No.
Okay. What do you do for a living?
I'm a business owner. I'm a mechanic.
Okay.
Like a bloke.
I like that you said business bloke. That's cool. And are you married or have a partner?
Have a partner, like de facto.
Okay. And one last question that will determine what your name is. Can you do a handstand?
Can I do a handstand? Definitely not.
Okay.
How are you feeling, Mitch?
I'm going to go with all the information gathered, I think I can guess your name. I'm going to go with, is it Jordan?
Yeah.
Yes! 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 Thank you, mate. I tell you what, the odds are often stacked against me, but I am amazed. And you know what, mate? You're picking up yourself a Subway voucher. You just
legend.
Just for partaking in this. You know, they throw a lot of challenges at me, but you know, I have to persevere. And without you, I just you can only play with who's in front of you, mate. Or just
you bossed that one.
Oh, just amazing, mate. Thank you. You have a great day. You enjoy your Subway, mate. Yes, and Jordan. Better luck next time to the Limestone Coast community.
I am stepping in, though.
No,
I'm stepping in.
It's very rare.
I am the judge.
Hold up. It's very rare that you get to see like a Michael Jordan or a LeBron James in their prime.
Yeah.
And it's so
still
unique.
Didn't happen today.
It's so
no score.
Did I not get it?
You are not getting it.
Did I not get his name?
You can't get it if they tell you at the beginning. What skills are you using there? That would be like asking Michael Jordan, can you dunk it in my 3-year-old's little hoop on the ground here? And he just walks up and we go, oh, highlight
but
Jordan.
Can he? And he does. Did
he
I get his
get
name?
The points.
Did I
doesn't
get his name?
The
okay, 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 take the victory away. But did I get his name?
Yeah, you got his name because he told
Go to the song! Go to the song!
The people 2, Mitch 0, Mitchell and Michael, Hit 96.1.
Get up with Mitchell and Michael on the Limestone Coast's Hit 96.1.
Live across the Limestone Coast, Hit 96.1. It is Mitchell and Michael. Joining us once again is work experience student Maddie. Maddie, welcome. Once again to the show.
This better be good.
It better be good because Maddie said to me the other day, Mitch, she said to me, because I was reading about a kid who can say every country in the world in alphabetical order. He's 6 years old, yeah. All off the top of his head. I said, what a great party trick.
It's not a party trick. You wouldn't get invited to a party with that, but it is a trick.
Maddie said, I have a party trick.
Yep, where's she got?
And I said, what, can you do all the countries backwards?
Do you get people sick? Is that your trick?
No, but it sounds like it could be a pretty sick looking trick.
Okay.
Maddie, what can you do?
I can breathe out of my eye.
Sorry, what? You can breathe out of your eye?
Yes.
How does that work?
I just block my nose and air comes out. It usually bubbles, but I
does your eyeball
been...
pop out?
No, I haven't been out of yawn, so it's not very like wet.
Okay, are you ready? You're going to give it a go?
Yes, I'll try.
Okay, Maddie, our little work experience girl, is going to breathe through her eyeball.
Get in nice and close with the GoPro because we want to put this up on the Facebook page.
Okay.
So Maddie is attempting to breathe through her... Oh!
Oh, yeah! Oh! Oh!
Are you okay? There was so much more bubbles than I was expecting. I said to Maddie, I said, do you need to put some water there so we can see you breathe through your eye?
That is without a doubt the worst thing I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
What a drink. Mitch has a really bad gag reflex. If you would like to see Maddie, our work experience student, breathe through her eye, head over to Hit 96.1 Limestone Coast. Go to the Facebook page. Oh, that's one party trick.
That's the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, in my life, ever. I've seen some gross things in my life. That's the worst thing.
I was not expecting that.
What did you expect?
I was expecting air with little bits of water, not bubbles. It bubbled. Her eye bubbled. Go check it out. It's Mitchell and Michael. Hit 96.1. That just about does it for us today.
No, without a doubt, off the back of the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life. If you don't know what we're talking about, level of work experience girl, Maddie did the grossest eye thing I've ever seen in my life. You can catch the audio on the podcast, on your favourite podcast app, Mitchell Michael Show, Limestone Coast Breakfast, you can figure it out. Or the video will be up in, I'm going to say, 10 minutes on Hit 96.1.
Straight up.
Limestone Coast Facebook page. It's the most important thing of my day.
You've got to check out Maddie's party trick where she can breathe through her eye.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, I could be overreacting, but I was not expecting that. At all. Like, not one bit.
No.
It's just the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, cool. And definitely
cool.
Parties.
Good party
but, like, super gross. Super gross. So if you want to
check
that,
it all out.
Check that
we
out.
We will be back tomorrow morning from 6 o'clock. I'm not sure if we can top that grossness.
I really don't think we can at all. But, yeah, anything else you need, like we said, do go to the social pages and send us a message if you want to get involved in the show. 13-12-16 is always how you can call us from 6 a.m. But my name is Richard Tilley.
My name is Michael Ross.
That's gross Maddie over there in the corner with her eyeball. We'll see you tomorrow from 6 a.m. Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.